Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and I don't think I've ever been so excited to record for my podcast ever before until right now, because as you can tell by the title of this episode, I got a psychic reading 2 weeks ago now, and it was honestly, like, I don't have words. It was just, like, mind-blowing craziness, and even better than I could have ever expected, and there's just, like, so much to break down, and you guys may have seen that I talked about it briefly in a YouTube video, like actually the day that I went with my twin sister Lucy, and we just gave like little synopsises, I think that's the word, of our readings. And then what really made me think to do this as a podcast episode was I made a TikTok the other day, just was with like the highlights, and it kind of popped off, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, it's insane. Everyone's like, I'm crying. What the heck? Everyone wanted to know where I went. So I'll say first and foremost, first thing, the psychic we went to, her name is Francine, and she is located in Gloucester, Massachusetts, which is like outside of Boston. And her business is called Francine's Angels. So if you just look up Francine's Angels in Google, it'll pop right up. She is a psychic, but also a medium, I believe. Like you'll hear her say, I'll play like the little highlight of my reading, and you'll hear her say, can I bring one loved ones through if I see? I really want to know. I need to ask her. I want to know how she experiences this. Is she hearing them? Is she seeing them? Is she feeling their presence? You know what I mean? It's just like fascinating. Just having like a reading with her and just hearing like how she says things. Yeah, that's really what it mostly was. I guess the best word is like, it's just fascinating and so like illuminating. I don't know. And yeah, I just felt like, oh, it was such a crazy experience that I needed to elaborate, because obviously we have way more time to chit chat here on the podcast. And yeah, here we can really get to chatting about it. Also, I feel like I need to say, take this with a grain of salt, okay? If this isn't for you, that's okay. That's fine by me. I know it may be a little woo-woo, but that's okay with me because it brought me peace, especially with my dad. You guys know he passed away over 3 years ago now. And actually, I noticed, this is something I noticed, a bunch of you guys have been DMing me being like, oh my gosh, who's the medium you went to or psychic? And it's hard because on TikTok I noticed I answered a couple of the questions right away, like right as I posted the TikTok, like, who did you go to? And I'm like, Francine's Angels. And I feel like on TikTok comments can kind of get lost. Like I feel like on YouTube maybe, well actually no, I guess TikTok has top comments too. But I don't know, I feel like on YouTube it's easier, like maybe I could just like pin a comment and then everyone can see, oh, like that's who she went to. But on TikTok, can you pin comments? I feel like you can. I don't know. TikTok is just like the wild west for me. It's just new to me, so I'm still trying to figure it out. But anyway, I've said it like 1,000 times now. Her name is Francine, in case you're wondering. Oh, what I was saying. Okay, Gretchen, reel it in. Already going off the rails. What I notice is the majority of you reaching out to me that you are really interested in seeing her, I feel like have commonalities to me in which you may have lost someone close to you. And so it just like strikes an extra chord, like hearing Francine talk about my dad to me. And I just feel like everyone has lost someone close to them is like, oh my gosh, Gretchen, like I need to see her. Like I just want to hear what she has to say. Because yeah, when you lose someone close to you, you just want to like, I don't know, like especially when you don't have closure, like our dad passed away so suddenly, it just was like, I don't know, not that I want to hear from him. I said to her, It won't play in the highlights, but I said to her, like, I hope he's okay. I want him to be okay. I miss him. She's like, of course he's okay, honey. He's in heaven. He's more than okay. He's not in pain anymore. Like, his whole life is, like, not, I guess, life. He's in heaven. But his whole situation right now is just watching over you and your sister and your mom. And, yeah. I, like, am feeling, like, in such a spiritual mood right now, too, by the way. It's kind of, like, dark in my office, and there's, like, a candle lit, and, yeah, maybe my dad's with me right now, just watching over me while I'm recording this episode. So, before I jump on in, hi, I feel like I have not talked to you guys in so long. It's been a month since, because I had Sydney 2 weeks ago, but we recorded that a while ago, and so I guess it's been a month since I had, like, life updates or anything. But hi, I'm back in Pennsylvania recording in my office. I honestly missed it here so much. It's so funny, you know, it's like the grass is always greener because all last hockey season in Pennsylvania, I'm like, I can't wait to get to Boston. And then I blinked my eyes and our summer in Boston was over. And of course, by the end of Boston, I'm like, I can't wait to get back to my own space in Pennsylvania. So I'm just trying to get better at being happy in the present where I'm at. But honestly, it is so nice to be back in my own space. Our place here is, like, twice as big as the apartment we are in Boston, and so it just feels really nice to, like, spread out. It feels more cozy just being in my environment with all my things and my furniture, and it just feels like my home. Whereas in Boston, since we, like, took over a mutual friend's lease, it just felt like we were staying at someone else's apartment, you know what I mean? And I've noticed, like, I just sleep so much better here. I'm so cozy, like, in my own bed with my own most comfy mattress ever. I don't even think this podcast episode is sponsored by Helix. But seriously, I miss my Helix mattress so much. It's just night and day, honestly, when I sleep at my mom's house, when I sleep at my friend's house, when I go to hotels, when I am in Boston for the summer, like, that mattress needs to come with me everywhere. I just need to keep it forever because I've never slept as well. All of this is to say, it's so good to be back, and yeah, I'm, like, getting really excited for fall, and as much as I will miss Boston, I just feel like the summer was so good and kind of closed out a chapter for me in my mind, and maybe I'll live in Boston again someday, but I feel like next summer, this is, like, the real tea, I'll tell you guys first. I think Max and I have decided we want to be on Cape Cod, because after doing some reflecting this summer, I love being in Boston. But when I thought about my, like, truly my most happiest moments, it was being on the Cape. Like, I just love being there. But I will say the best part of being in Boston was being with two really close friends of mine in my building. You guys know my best friend Taylor, our friend Maddie. And so that was just, like, so special. And I find myself a little sad already. It's kind of like post hanging out with your friends blues of me being here being like, dang, we got to, like, walk our dogs together every day and have so much fun. So, yeah, I'm going to miss them a bunch. But anyway, that's what's happening. I'm back doing good and excited to, like, settle back into my routine here. Also, I'm realizing right now that I didn't even write in my little outline that I'm looking at what I'm happy about or happy quote. So this is just going to be off the cusp. Okay. What I'm happy about this week is I'm so happy to be back in Pennsylvania. I'm happy about a lot of things. I'm happy that I'm about to go to Laguna with Lucy, my twin sister. It's going to be so much fun. And a couple other girls. That's in, like, oh my gosh, 2 days from now. I am really happy that I got this psychic reading because I thought about it for a while. And this quote is really fitting for this episode. I don't know if anyone actually, if this is said by anyone in specific, it's just, like, a saying I hear going around. Basically, I said it earlier, like, take what you will, take what you want, leave what you don't want. So if this episode is not for you, if you're like, oh, this is a bunch of mumbo jumbo, well, then I have, like, 90 other ones. So then skip it, you know? And I just think that's a good thing, idea to think about in everyday life where, you know, especially on social media, on Instagram, TikTok, I obviously see negative comments and negativity. And it's like, if this isn't for you, just scroll past it. You don't need to write a negative comment. And I will tell my sister and mom this. Like, I'm so aware of this now, and I'm really like observant in myself too. If I'm saying negative things or commenting on things negatively or talking about maybe a negative comment I get on social media or like recounting like a negative experience I had, it's only going to make you feel like ugh, in that moment and bad and glum. And it's just like, let's just move on, you know, instead of like ruminating on something that's happened. I'll be like, Lucy, you don't need to just focus on like this bad thing that happened. Not like you're, obviously your feelings are valid, but you know what I mean? At a certain point, it's like, okay, let's just try to like move forward or focus on happy, uplifting things. That's just so me too. You guys know I'm like so optimistic and stuff, and I feel like bad stuff that happens, I'm just kind of like, okay, let's just like forget about that, because I just don't, I'm going on a tangent, but I just feel like it's easy to let negativity bring you down. And so if something is not for you, if you're scrolling TikTok, if you're like, I don't get this or I don't like this, whatever, instead of like being negative about it and writing something rude, just like leave it and move on to something else that's more of your cup of tea, you know? Okay, I promise, very last thing I'm gonna say, and then I'm gonna play the little, it's like a minute and a half of just like the highlights I kind of cut up from my recording with Francine. So nice that she let me record it so that I can just always have it to look back on. And obviously she just says so much to you. And well, me and my twin sister did like an hour reading and split it in half, and so I actually feel like she had maybe way more to say to Lucy or something, because after maybe 20-ish minutes, she kind of cut me off and was like, okay, Lucy. And so I think I kind of had like 20 minutes, she had 40. I just feel like Lucy had a lot more, not like questions, but maybe more that she was like unsure of. And so I think it was really helpful for her as well. But anyway, I'm just not going to play my entire 20-minute recording, because it's like there's a lot of I don't know, like pauses, just moments that you, I don't want to waste your time, you know? I like draw cards, we're just chit-chatting. Lucy was in the same room, so maybe she'll chime in, or it's like us like sniffling and crying. Oh my gosh, we cried so much. So yeah, I'm just going to do like the highlights, and then we can talk about that, and we can talk about maybe other things that came up in my reading that I didn't play for you guys. But I was going to say the very last thing is that Brody is like a foot away from me, snuggled so cute on the couch right now. I'm honestly taking a picture as we're recording. He looks so sweet. I was nervous because before I started recording, he is so close to me on the couch and I'm at the desk and he started chewing on his bone and I'm like, oh no. Oh no, that is not good. When I'm on the mic, all you hear is in the background. And he literally fell asleep like holding his bone. He's like cradling it in his paws. He looks so sweet right now. I feel like he just opened his eyes for a second. You can tell I'm talking about him. Okay, without further ado, let's play the highlights I edited together from my psychic reading. Here we go.
If I see loved ones, can I bring him through?
Yes.
I see one already. He seems new to heaven. 3 years? Every fiber of his being wanted to stay, but he couldn't. And I want you to know your father isn't alone up there, honey. Mm-hmm. Your father, maybe he's young, though. Mm-hmm. He's showing his 50s. But is there one more child for him? Did your mother have a miscarriage?
Oh, my God.
He's saying, I got one more child. Well, before the twins, he's saying, I'm with the other child. And that was a boy, by the way. You met your soulmate, honey. Do you know that? And your father keeps saying, I'm coming to the wedding. You know what he keeps saying? New love. Because your soulmate has changed in a lot of ways. He has changed in ways you're going, whoa, what happened? In good ways. He's coming to your wedding, and I can tell you, before next August, you have a ring on your finger. Okay. Your father comes to Philadelphia with you. Oh, your father's really watching him from heaven. That's a very intuitive dog you have. No second dog. Not yet, when you have the backyard and everything. Your mother, she's got a long life, so can you stop worrying about your mother?
So that is the exact audio that I put in my TikTok that everyone is freaking out about. And let's debrief, because wow. I hope you now understand why I'm like, wow, this is just like one of the craziest things I've ever done. So she says, my dad's new to heaven. Oh, I don't know if I put this in the highlights. I can't remember if I didn't at some point during the reading too, because she kind of bounces around and she would like go into another topic but then come back to my dad, or you know, at some point she's like, he's saying he's been there for 3 years. And I'm like, yep, that's right. He passed away 3 years ago. Like, it's just crazy how specific she can get. She's like, oh, man, he was young in his 50s. And I'm like, yep, he's in his 50s. He was when he passed away. He still would be now. Like, oh, it's just crazy. And then what was really crazy, like, also, I think I said Lucy and I cried the whole time. And I just need to reiterate, like, it was probably 30 seconds into, I went first, probably 30 seconds into my reading. Lucy and I are both like sobbing. And see, that's why also I needed to cut a lot out, because she keeps being like, oh, I have tissues over there. Or like, oh, girls, like, you guys are so sweet. Like, stuff like that. Like, that's embarrassing. Just me sobbing. Anyway, no, it's not embarrassing. It's fine. You're allowed to cry. But anyway, she says, he's not alone up there. Like, that's when Lucy and I were looking at each other, had so many chills. I was like, there is just absolutely no way. How could she know this? We were like, that is crazy. She actually said how my dad is with his grandpa. I don't know if that wasn't in there. No, I was going to talk about that after. She says how he's with his grandpa in heaven, and I know he was really close with him, which is sweet. But when she talks about, now I'm seeing a child, I know that was in the highlights that you just heard. And Lucy and I are looking at each other, and she says something like, wait, you girls don't have kids, right? And we're like, no. And she's like, your mom had a miscarriage. And Lucy and I are like, we're like, how does she know that? And she's like, yeah, it was way before the twins. She had a miscarriage and he would have been a boy. And your dad's with him in heaven. And we are like losing it. We're like, what? Like, that is just absolutely wild. And I remember playing it for my mom and she was like, oh my God. Just like, it's just crazy to me. Like, how do people with these abilities, how do they know? I don't know. Also, something else. Sorry, I'm supposed to be going over what she did just say to you guys, but I'm like all over. I don't want to forget to say this though. At some point she said to Lucy and I, she's like, did you girls know you are like not psychically gifted, but something along those lines. Like, you have like a psychic like presence, or you feel things. And we were both looked at each other like, huh? And she was like, it's sad that it took your dad's death to like open you up to this, but you both have become very open with like your spirituality and just letting things in. And both of you really like recognize signs from him, and you just see things, and like that's exactly what's happening. And we were like, whoa. Like, she was saying Lucy kind of has like premonition-y type dreams, and we were like, oh my gosh. I think I actually manifested the sponsor for this podcast. Thank you so much, Helix Sleep, for working with me. I am absolutely obsessed with my Helix mattress, like I was literally talking about earlier in this episode. So I got my Helix mattress when I moved to Pennsylvania over 2 years ago now, and it is just incredible. Any other bed I sleep in ever, like I was saying earlier, I never sleep as well. If it's my family's, friends, hotels, I just always wish I was in my bed with my Helix mattress. It hits dip, okay? So Helix Sleep actually will match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you with their quiz. And it asks questions about your firmness preference, if you're a side sleeper, on your back, your stomach, etc. Do you have aches and pains when you sleep? They have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses, luxury models, mattresses for big and tall, as well as mattresses made just for kids. They also have models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, which I do. I sleep on my side. Back when I took the Helix quiz, I was matched with the Midnight Luxe mattress because I wanted a medium feel, and again, I sleep on my side. Max and Brody and I love it, and not only is it the best mattress we've ever slept on, but the setup was so fast and easy, especially if you're in the market for a new mattress. Take the quiz, order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. Helix is so awesome. You guys already know I'm the number one fan, but you don't have to just believe me, since they have over 12,000 five-star reviews, which is crazy. I get the happiest DMs from you guys too, being like, I used your Helix code recently on my new mattress. I've never slept so well. I feel like there's a commonality here between what you guys tell me and what I feel of just being able to fall asleep easier and actually stay asleep. It's so nice. Honestly, life-changing. Helix has also been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as well as a go-to solution for improving sleep. So go to helixsleep.com/Gretchen, take their sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10 or 15-year warranty depending on the model, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They even pick it up for you if you don't don't love it, but you will, believe me. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. And Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for you guys at helixsleep.com/Gretchen. That's helixsleep.com/Gretchen. And now let's get back into the episode. Also, I don't want to forget to say this. Sorry, I'm like jumping all around. By the way, I'm scared. I hope none of you are listening to this at nighttime. If you are, maybe just like skip forward 30 seconds or a minute. Or it's not that scary, but I just am a big baby and I'm such a scaredy cat. And I feel like I need to mention this. I'm like keeping my new phone next to me right now, face up, so I can look at it as I'm saying this. I'm kind of freaked out, you guys. I don't even want to say it. You guys know I like just staying happy, focusing on the positive. I'm like, oh no, like negative things. Let's just like not think about that. But after Lucy and I both had our psychic reading, it was maybe like a week later or something, post the video about it, whatever. And Lucy and I were having a sleepover and we were back home, my mom's house. And she's like, right before we were going to bed, it's probably midnight and dark out. I'm like already scared as it is at nighttime. I'm such a baby. And she said something to me like, oh my gosh, Gretchen, I just heard the scariest comment on your YouTube video. And I'm like, do I want to hear right now? And she was like, listen. And it basically said how, if you guys saw, I know I said I'm back in Pennsylvania, moved out of my Boston apartment, but basically during the move, my phone like mysteriously shattered the front of it. And I will have no slander of Casetify cases over here. They are my most favorite cases. I've had them on my phone, on my multiple phones for years, and they are so protective. I have never broken a phone with a Casetify case on it. And especially the ones I have, like, my screen is, like, open. I didn't have a screen protector or anything, but it has, like, kind of the ridge, like, the bump on the front. So even if you drop it face down, it still protects your screen. You know what I mean? All of this is to say, my phone was face up in my Boston apartment. Not, like, kind of like a counter, but sort of like a, it was basically, if you guys saw my Boston apartment, it was kind of like when you walk in on the left, walking towards the bathroom, there's kind of like a built-in in the wall and it's like a bench. It's kind of low. And so basically there's so much happening. Lucy and I are packing up. Our countertops are like full of boxes and stuff. And my phone, Lucy's phone, and my camera was sitting there. And I'm like, oh gosh, a box is going to get like dropped on this stuff or we're going to like knock it onto the ground. I'm just going to move it over to the bench, which didn't have that much stuff on it. So I moved my phone, her phone, and my camera over on to this bench. Oh, I'm like getting chills. I'm kind of scared. And my phone is face up. I don't know about Lucy's phone. It might have been face down. Whatever. I just kind of tossed him over there. My camera's there too. And we're packing, moving stuff in the car, whatever. Taylor and Maddie were there as well. And we're kind of like running around, blah, blah, blah. And then we end up leaving to go take our dogs for a walk. And I pick up my phone and I'm like, you guys, what the heck? The front of my phone is shattered. It has not moved. It literally stayed exactly where I put it, face up. So I guess the screen was like exposed if you were to throw a rock at it. You know what I mean? But like, what are the odds of that happening? And I'm like, this makes no sense. What? In the case of my case is on it. But again, like there's no screen protector. Like it was just my screen. And I'm like, how is this cracked? The whole bottom half of my phone screen didn't work because it was as if it was the lower right hand corner was like the point of impact and then kind of cracked from that point. But it was like a hard, like something hard hit the bottom right corner, whatever. And we're like, this is so weird. My phone hasn't moved, blah, blah, blah. And the only thing that I could land on that I came up with was we heard my vacuum fall that was like propped up against the wall. And I'm like, you know what? There is literally nothing else that happened over there. And I don't even think the vacuum was really close by, but I'm just going with that because the vacuum fell and obviously it's big and heavy. And if the top of it fell and hit my phone screen just right, obviously it would crack my phone screen. So I was just like, oh, my vacuum fell on my screen. I guess that's just like horrible luck, whatever. And normally I have good luck. So I'm just like, okay. And then Lucy and I are talking about it and she's like, Gretchen, your phone was like around the corner on that little bench thing. And I had the vacuum propped up by your front door. Like it fell near the kitchen. Like it just did not fall near your phone at all. And I'm like, oh, Lou, I don't like that because what other explanation is there? Like my phone did not move and it cracked. All of this is to say, you guys, that she reads me the scary comment. And it basically was like, oh my gosh, like, be careful. Like, I've heard of other things like that after you get a psychic reading that your phone screen will just, like, randomly crack, kind of, like, from, like, paranormal things. And I'm like, I literally have chills saying this. Brody, come cuddle with me. Okay, and I literally said, skip forward a minute. I'm still talking about it. I've talked about it for so long now. But I'm scared. Like, am I okay? And then this is the creepiest part is... One day before that, literally exactly the day before, I was in Newburyport outside of Boston at Maddie's house that she grew up at with Taylor and Lucy and Brody. And we're there, we're laying by the pool, whatever. Taylor picks up her phone that was just sitting on the little side table by like the pool chairs we're laying at. She picks up her phone and she's like, you guys, what the heck? What happened? What happened to my phone? And we're like, what? And she had point of impact, lower right-hand corner of her phone, cracks in the front of her phone screen was cracked. And I think her phone was actually face down. And she's like, my phone was not cracked. It just, I put it down and it was sitting here. And she went inside, she came back and it was cracked. And we're like, we haven't even been near your phone. It's literally sat in that one spot. We're so confused. And she was like, what the heck? And we were all just like, what the heck? And then mine happened exactly the same thing the next day. And guess who both got a psychic greeting by Francine. Now I'm like, seeing Francine brings you bad luck. No. But I'm just kind of like, what a coincidence. And I'm kind of scared. So basically, if you have any thoughts about this, I don't want to know because I don't want to be more scared. But thank you. So I'm kind of scared. And I knew I was going to get some of those comments I was waiting for. And I did my YouTube video. Some people being like, seeing a psychic or looking into your future isn't right, like kind of like it's sinful and not just how things are supposed to be. And I know there's like some criticism towards it. And yeah, I'm just like kind of scared. So I've been looking at my new phone sitting on the counter this whole time. It's still okay, but literally every day I look at the screen and I'm like, and I do have a screen protector on it now, by the way, because I had to get a new phone. And I'm just like, so scared. Like, how did that happen to both of our phones? We have no idea. And Max was like, what the heck? That's like the craziest thing ever. And he said he Googled it. And apparently, maybe that's near where like your battery is in your phone. And he's like, maybe your battery of your phone just exploded. Like, maybe that just coincidentally happened to both your phones 2 days in a row. But he was like, oh, wait, I don't think that's it. Because if the battery in your phone exploded, like, I think it can shatter the screen like that. But then your phone just like would not work at all. So anyway, I'm a little scared. Sorry, I just went off on the tangent, but that's that. Just a little something to spook you a bit. But back to what Francine said, okay? Because I was just crazy. And I guess we will see throughout time how much of this comes to fruition, comes true. She says that I met my soulmate and Lucy and I are like sobbing. I just feel like that was so validating because you can only hope that the person that you were with could be a soulmate. And she also said, see, she says other things though, like later on that wasn't included, that each person has 7 different soulmates and that you're with different soulmates in different lifetimes. But she says a soulmate is someone that you have been with for more, they're familiar, they're like home, and you've been with them in other lifetimes, which is bananas. But she says, I found my soulmate. And I also feel like very validating because Lucy and I also can only hope that our dad would like approve of who we're with. And I feel very, very lucky that Max got to meet my dad. It's so crazy even that I say that and that I feel like he didn't know him that well because what the heck? Like, I mean, my dad was around for maybe the first 6 months while Max and I were dating. And yeah, I just wish he like got to know Max more, but I'm not gonna cry. But yeah, that's that. And just the fact that Francine can say like, your dad, she was saying that my dad will like come to Philly with Max and I and is like cheering him on and watching his games and just so approves. And Francine also says that my soulmate has changed a lot, and I mean, that's so true, like I in like good ways. And I feel like Max has grown so much. She also says something that wasn't in the highlights that I just played. She says how she's like, your dad saying that Max is gonna be so successful. I think her exact words are like, he's gonna keep going up and up and be promoted. And she was like, what was his new job, like his promotion? I don't know if that played in there. And I was like, oh my gosh, like how did you know that? This past year obviously it was like such a big year for him, first year at the Flyers. And oh, this was so funny. Everyone was loving this in the TikTok that she was like, what if I tell you you're gonna have a ring on your finger before next August? LOL. I'm like, that's fine by me. I hope so. But yeah, I guess we will see if all of this comes true. She said, and we have an intuitive dog, which is so true. I'm like, how do you know that? Brody is literally like my bestie, and I just feel like he is so intuitive. And it's like she was reading my thoughts, and she was like, no second dog yet, not until your backyard. And I'm like, that's literally what I say to Max all the time, is I'm like, I'd love a second for Brody to have a brother and have a friend. But I'm like, we gotta wait until we have a home, like a home base, the backyard, turn around in, because I would just feel bad having two in an apartment. Like, Brody is totally fine here, but with two, I would just want them to have more room to run around, you know? And I also said lastly in the TikTok that the last part of her being like, can you stop worrying about your mom? She's gonna live like a long, happy life. And Lucy and I were just losing it. I'm like, even that alone, just hearing that, was so worth the money paying to have a psychic reading and to go to her. Because if you know, if you've lost one parent, I feel like, or honestly, anyone you're close with, I feel like your natural reaction after that is to tightly grasp onto everyone you love and care about in your life. And you are so dang terrified of losing someone because you know how horrible it felt losing someone close to you. And so I feel like when you lose a parent, you like cling on so tightly to the other one and you're so scared of losing them. And obviously Lucy and I would worry about my mom all the time. And so her saying that just was so, like, so much of a relief, you know, hearing that. So craziness. I guess that was everything she said. But now let's talk about what she told me that didn't make it in there, because there's so much other like juicy good stuff. Okay, last second, I actually edited this out of the TikTok because I didn't want hate comments. But we're like family over here. We're like besties over on the pod, so I'll tell you guys. Actually, I had a whole podcast episode about the speeding ticket I got. So you guys already know. You get the vibe. But I will say that was the only speeding ticket I ever got. I literally did not realize I was speeding. I just, disclaimer, try to be such a careful, like, safe driver. I would say, ask any of my friends. They may say that I'm, like, pretty fast driver, but I try to be good. But they always say they feel, like, very safe with me. I feel like I am a good driver from driving in Boston for so many years. And anyway, maybe I'm a little quick, maybe a little bit of a lead foot. Is that what it's called? Is that the thing on the pedal? But no, I definitely don't have like a habit of speeding or just any. I just would say, you guys know, I'm quick moving, I'm fast moving, I'm in a rush. You get it. But yeah, so I took this out of the TikTok and the audio you just heard. But at one point, oh, this was really crazy too, because we literally drove Lucy's Jeep there, and so she just looked at me and is like, do you drive a Beamer? And I'm like, yes, like, how specific? And I know there's not, like, a million cars to choose from, but I don't know, I still was like, okay, wow, like, I didn't even drive that car here, Lucy's Jeep is here, so how did she know that? She's like, do you drive a Beamer? I'm like, yes. And she's like, your dad's in the back seat with you, like, do you feel him when you drive? Like, he's with you in the back seat, and he's saying to slow down. And I'm like, oh, shit. And she's like, he's saying to slow down and that you're gonna get a speeding ticket. And I go, oh my gosh, like, yeah, I already got one. And she goes, no, you're gonna get another, so you need to slow down. And I was like, oh, okay, wow. And actually, another thing she was like, she said to me, so when do you relax? Like, what are things you do to relax? And I go, I don't really know, maybe like take a walk, exercise, but that's not really relaxing. I'm like, I'm hoping you could tell me what I could do. She says, you need to relax. You need to take some downtime. Your dad is giving you permission to take a break. And I was like, oh, wow. She's like, it's very important. Like, you just are go, go, go. I feel like she was saying phrases that, like, my dad would use. She didn't say this one. Like, my dad would always say, Gretchen, you're like a candle burning at both ends. Like, you need to slow down. But she did say something. I'm like, you literally are hearing the words that he's saying, because that's, like, exactly what he would say to me, how he would always be like, you need to slow down, you, I can't think of the phrase exactly, but the gist is like running myself into the ground, which is very me, very my vibe. Other people, actually, first thing, even before she was talking about my dad, like immediately when she was like, I already feel the presence of some people, like, can I bring them through? The very first person was my Aunt Nancy. Well, I guess my great Aunt Nancy, my grandma's sister. And I think she kind of can spatially around you see family members that have passed away, because I said something like, oh, maybe on like my dad's side. And she's like, no, this is your mom's side, because it's on like this side of you and like your dad's over here. And I was like, whoa, like, that's crazy. Anyway, she was just very detailed. Like, she was like, oh, she didn't know you for long, but she's just like visiting and saying hi. And what else did you say about her? She was like, she was funny, but she didn't know she was funny. She was like really petite, all these things. And I'm like, whoa, yep, that's true. And then, oh, I said to you guys how she said my dad was also with his grandpa in heaven, who he was so close with. She was very detailed on him. She's like, your grandpa was so smart. Like, you didn't know much about him, but he was such an entrepreneur, so successful, even though he didn't go to college. She was just, like, so detailed. And Lucy and I were like, whoa, okay. And then she said other things. She was asking me, oh, she kept being like, what's in Connecticut? And I'm like, sis, I really don't know. I'm like, I can't think of, like, maybe some loose college friends from Connecticut here and there. She's like, you didn't go to school there? I'm like, nope. And like, I couldn't think of any family that lives here, friends, like literally nothing. And this is a good time to mention as well. She said to Lucy and I first thing, she was like, since you're both in the room and you're twins, sometimes it can be hard to separate like your energies. And so I may mix things up. Like I may say something to you, Gretchen, that's meant for you, Lucy. So that was really interesting. So then she keeps asking me about Connecticut and she goes, you know what? This might be for you, Lucy. And you guys will hear what I have to say about Lucy. She ends up telling Lucy that her soulmate is from Connecticut. And that is the most detail that Francine gets. Francine basically tells Lucy who this person is. I'm like, Lucy, you could probably Google this person and find him because she was so specific. Like, I'll get there, but that was crazy. So she kept saying, what's in Connecticut? And then she said to me, what's in Maine? And I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, that's where my parents planned to retire. I'm like so emotional saying this. I'm like, that was their plan. Oh, this is bringing me back, you guys. There's actually, oh, this is, I don't even know if I should include this. This is like really heavy and like a lot, but the day my dad passed away in the hospital, I remember obviously being a complete wreck and just in like utter shock with my mom. But I remember there being like, I'm gonna cry honestly. There was a little picture of a lighthouse in Maine in this hospital. And my mom and I are looking at it sobbing. And she was like, that's where we were supposed to end up. Like that's where our plan was to move and to retire. And you guys were all grown up and we were gonna sell the house and we were gonna go to Maine. Like we just loved it there so much, so peaceful. And so we were like looking at this picture and I'm like, oh, maybe this is a sign. Like it's all gonna be okay, whatever. Anyway, so she's asking me what's in Maine, and I'm like, oh, well, my parents were going to plan to retire there. I don't know. And she was like, well, is your mom still going to go there? And I'm like, I mean, I don't know if she will end up there now. And she goes, no, she will. She'll end up in Maine. She'll retire there. And I'm like, really? Like, you think so? And she goes, yeah. And she'll find her second soulmate. And I like have chills saying this. And I'm like, huh? And she's like, yep, your mom will find her second soulmate, and him and your sister's soulmate, they will be, basically she was saying they're kind of like tailored for them. Like they are sent from your dad. They're going to be really good guys and your dad will like kind of pick them out for them. And we're like losing it at this point. We're like a mess, you know? I'm like, huh? But she was so specific. She's like, she literally says that Lucy will find her soulmate before the end of this year. She's like, before New Year's, you will meet your guy. And Lucy's like, what? That is like in the next 3 months. She's like, your mom's soulmate will come after that. Like, she'll find him after you find yours because she wants you to be good first. Like, she would never, like, show you up. Like, she'll find hers after you. And we're like, whoa, okay. And okay, why don't I just tell you about this now because I keep saying Lucy's soulmate from Connecticut. Okay, I'm just going to list some things that I remember that, like, I remember this all so specific because Lucy and I are just sitting there like sponges, like jaws on the floor, you know, like, oh my gosh. So she says he's from Connecticut, his parents are together, that he's close with his brother, that his mom really likes Lucy because she didn't like his ex-girlfriend, that he's a little older than us in his early 30s, he's very tall, like over 6'2", she thinks. Like, these are oddly specific. She's like, he works a white-collar job, he owns his home, he really likes hiking in the outdoors, he drives to the gym after work. Like, are you kidding me? So damn specific. And she's like, so I guess we'll see, because I feel like she said a couple different things. She was like, Lucy, you need to get on Bumble today, like immediately. Also so specific, we were like, whoa, okay. But then I feel like she was saying Lucy could also be, like, she was saying when she met her husband, like, he walked into a restaurant and she's like, that's my husband, like, I'm gonna marry him. Like, she's like, I kind of just, like, knew, which is also insane. She was like, maybe you could be like that to Lucy. So I guess we'll see, but just, like, my jaw is on the floor again because this is just also crazy to me. So I guess time will tell if all of this comes true. Yeah, all of that. I'm honestly just like, I don't even know the word, shocked, flabbergasted. I'm just like, whoa, you know? And, oh, she also said, see, this is where we're kind of like, She said that, like, Albany, like, where Lucy is now, like, where we're from. She said to Lucy, you know, where you are now is kind of like an old pair of sneakers that doesn't really fit anymore. And Lucy's like, oh, my gosh, yeah, that's kind of what it feels like to me. Like, I need to just kind of branch out. And, I mean, you guys know she lived in Ireland for a year after college with a boyfriend she had there. And then came back after COVID and they ended up breaking up. So she's kind of just been back home figuring it out, working remotely. And I think she ultimately wants to get back to Boston. And I feel like Francine was telling her that she should. And she kind of said, she was like, you know what though? Your soulmate isn't far. Like wherever you are, he's within like a 45 minute drive. So we're kind of like, wait, but is that a 45 minute drive from Albany or from Boston? We're not sure. I'm kind of feeling like Boston because she's like, yeah, you're going to be in the city. Like I remember her saying that to her. So, I mean, yeah, that's just, like, a little taste of what she was saying to Lucy. She said, she literally said so many other things to Lucy, though. She's like, I see you, like, in legal work, like, in, like, the law field. And we're like, what? Huh? And she was like, yeah, even if you need to go back to school, like, it'll all work out. And we're like, what? Because Lucy kind of is at a point where she's done jobs in, like, recruiting and kind of, like, worked for, it's hard to explain, like real estate, kind of like HR type of stuff. I'm so bad at explaining, but she's kind of at the point where she's like, I don't really know what I want to do. I'm kind of open to everything. She majored in health science and is kind of like open to whatever. So I feel like this was just really helpful for her. But when she's like, yeah, I see you in legal work. And Lucy's like, whoa, what? Because she's like, you're such an advocate for people. You're really good with old, like elderly people and kids. And you're just such an advocate for them. So I just see you like in the legal field. And Lucy's like, okay. But she was like, you know, I feel like you could find kind of the cross section, I guess you could say, of legal and health science. Like maybe you work in legal work in like a hospital or whatever it may be. So I guess we'll see where Lucy will end up. She also said how Lucy and I are so different for being twins. She goes like, you guys are twins, but you could not be more different. We were like, yep, that's true. Okay, back to me. She says at some point that I'm in the field of helping people. At first she goes, are you in the health field? I'm like, nope. And she goes, oh, no, I'm seeing it wrong. It's not health, it's help. You help people. You help so many people. You impact a lot of lives. And I was like, I mean, wow, I guess in a way I do. Because she didn't specifically know that I did social media, but she was like, you impact a lot of people. Like, you help so many people. And I'm like, wow, that is so sweet. I remember Lucy crying at the point. She was like, that's so sweet. She's saying that. And I'm like, that is really sweet. That's very also like validating for what I do, you know? Also, this is like so big. I should have said this earlier. She describes Lucy's and my weddings. Like literally we're on the way out and we have like endless questions for her. And she was like, I hope you guys are okay with getting married close together. And we were like, what? I'm like, I'm almost on 4 years with my boyfriend over here and Lucy's single. And she's like, yeah, but Lucy, like it all happened so quick. And we're like, wow, like, okay, that makes sense. Like, I actually don't want to get married for a while. Like I'd be okay and more open. Well, I'm like just saying this to you guys now because I feel like in my YouTube videos forever I've been like, what's the rush? Like I can get engaged so far from now, but now I'm like, I would be fine with getting engaged. I mean, after you're with someone for 4 years, especially like I'm in my mid-20s, I suppose, at 25, but Max is 27, turning 28. Like I just feel like I would be okay with getting engaged in the next couple year or so. I mean, especially Francine said I'm getting a ring on my finger before next August, so now I just have that idea. But anyway, I would be fine with like a long engagement, wedding, you know, in a couple years. And so I was like, I mean, that would make sense if Lucy and I got married close together. If she starts dating someone soon and they, you know, especially if he's older and they just have like a shorter engagement and I don't know. So she's like, yeah, you guys are going to get married close together. And she said to Lucy, like, yours is going to be kind of more, like, in a barn and, like, twinkly lights and, like, boho. I'm like, yes, that's so Lucy. To me, she's like, you are very, like, bougie, like, glitz and glam. And I'm like, yep, that's right. Then she says to Lucy, she's like, you are so fertile. I'm like, well, what? And she's like, you are going to have 3 kids. And then she looks at me, she's like, 2 for you over there. Because this was, like, during Lucy's reading, but we'd kind of come up in each other's, you know, and we're, like, sitting just, like, not in right in front of her, but like over to the side. And so at that point, I'm like, whoa, she's gonna have 3 and I'm gonna have 2. Like, I always thought I was gonna have 3 and that she was gonna have 2. And she's like, well, maybe you're right. Again, it can be hard with twins. which is which. But she was like, whoever is going to have three, it's going to go girl, boy, girl. And whoever is having two, it's going to go boy, girl. So, I mean, that is obviously so specific. Like, I guess we will see how that works out. Guess we'll see which one has two, which has three, and like the order. There was so much about our mom being so strong and independent, which I thought was so sweet and just like totally accurate in her vibe. And yeah, she just talked a lot about her besides her like living a long, happy life, which honestly makes sense. My mom's mom is turning 99 this year, I believe. Wait, 98, 90, either 98 or 99. So obviously such a long, happy, healthy life. And so I guess that would make sense for my mom as well. And she says, she's like, your mom is like the boss in her job, but her employees like love her and they love working for her and they're friends with her. And it's like, she's a boss, but like, she doesn't like seem like the boss or act like it too much. Like, she's not bossy. And I'm like, that's so true. She leads like a team of a lot of people, but it just seems like they work together so well and they're like, they really respect her. And I'm like, that's so sweet. So I couldn't wait to share that with my mom. Oh, at one point she goes, she's like, wait a minute, what's your dad's birthday? And we were like, July 3rd. And she was like, you're kidding. That's my birthday. Like, Francine and my dad have the exact same birthday. And Lucy and I were like, what? And she goes, no wonder I can connect with him so easily. Like, we're both Cancers. And she's like, you know, as Cancers, all we know is loving and nurturing. Like, that's so us. And I'm like, whoa, that could not be more spot on. Like, that's so my dad. Other things that she said that Lucy and I were like, what? Like, at a loss for words. She goes, at one point, she's like, do you have any questions for him, girls? And we were like, I mean, only 1,000? Like, are you kidding? And that's when I think I was just like, I don't know. I miss him and we love him and I just hope he's okay. And she was like, that's when she's like, of course he's okay. He's in heaven. Like, he's just looking over you girls. He's not in pain anymore, all these things. And we were like, oh my gosh. And she talked even more. I mean, she talked for an hour, right? So she talked even more about extended family members, like my mom's siblings. She talked about Max's parents, for example. She just talked about everybody. Like, she just knew so many people in our lives. She had a couple things that Lucy and I just weren't sure of and that we're like still thinking about. It's actually interesting though, a couple things she would say that we're like, huh. And then after we would really think about it and be like, oh, duh. Like, I felt like such a dummy at one point. She's like, your dad's saying hi to Mike. And I'm like, who's Mike? And I'm like, oh, he had a friend, Mike. And so then I'm like, in the reading, I'm like, oh yeah, it's friend Mike. She's like, yeah, Mike is who he'd call for like advice and like he misses him and he says hi. And I'm like, oh. And then later I'm like, duh, Gretchen, like slapping myself in the head. I'm like, his dad's name is Mike. My grandpa's name is Mike. But I don't think of my grandparents as like their names. You know, I just think of them as, I don't know, grandma, grandpa. So there's some things that after the fact we would kind of put together and be like, oh, duh, this is what she was talking about. But she did say a couple things that we weren't sure of. Like, she said to me, she's like, you're going to go into a new line of work. I don't know if that's exactly how she phrased it, but she's basically like, you have something new coming, like career-wise. And she's like, what is it? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm hoping you could tell me. And she goes, no, you know, I just like want to see if you'll say it. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, there's, I mean, obviously things I've thought about for years now. Like, I've always loved fitness. I've thought about being a fitness instructor, but then I always am kind of like, eh, or like, things like a clothing line or a blog, or I don't know, book, whatever it is, like that I'll think of, just ideas that pop up. I'm always like, eh, I don't know if I really want to do that. So I guess we'll see if like any of those things happen. Oh, and she said, okay, I know I've like talked your guys' ear off about this forever, especially if this was like not your cup of tea, you're over it. And I know we've already been into it all, so I promise this is the end here. But last thing I will say is she said to Lucy and I, separately, that we both currently have a friend, like I think separately, like different people, we both currently have a friend that we think is a good friend that maybe we're close to that actually like isn't really rooting for us and doesn't really have our best intentions in mind and kind of wants to like tear us down or she was like, you have a friend that's like jealous of you and like not good for you and you'll find like you'll see with time and she like you'll have to sort of distance yourself. And I was like, oh my gosh. And she said the same for Lucy. And I remember for Lucy, she was like, even if you can't tell like soon enough or can't like distance yourself, you won't be able to continue to be friends, because when you meet your boyfriend, she like won't be supportive and she won't be happy for you. And so you'll know then. And we were like, whoa. So yeah, Francine just kind of talks about literally every aspect of your life, everything, and you can ask her questions. And yeah, so that was just obviously, as you can tell, a crazy experience. I hope I didn't scare you too much about the phone thing. Please, can someone DM me and be like, oh my gosh, girl, no. Obviously, the vacuum fell, or we're like, we're moving other things around. Like, Lucy's like, maybe I moved Brody's dog food bag. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty heavy. Like, something could have hit you. And, you know, please just tell me that it's all going to be okay and it's nothing scary. I mean, I know my dad's watching over me and protecting me, so I'm all good over here. You know what I mean? But anyway, I hope this was like interesting for you guys to listen. And even if you watch my YouTube video or my TikTok and heard about it, I hope you like learned new things, because I really like elaborated way more on what she said. I'm sure there was even more that she said, but that's just like what I remember. And I remember so much because obviously it was just like so crazy. So again, I'll say for the millionth time, her name is Francine. Francine's Angels is what her business is called. I believe maybe she would say that she's a psychic and a medium. I told you guys that we drew cards at some point, so I don't really know. Is that a psychic or a medium type thing? And she was talking about our guardian angels. So yeah, I didn't even bring that up. But yeah, so obviously there was so much she talked about because it was an hour long. So okay, I'll let you guys go. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed. Love ya, and I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye.